Brian Husky's the consummate outdoorsman and now has a podcast describing events during his elk hunt this year. This podcast is filled with information. Listen up. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Standing now with a bright splash of red at my feet and much better defined tracks as well, I felt a giant weight lifted off of my shoulder. Over an hour had lapsed since my shot, yet I still moved with great care and caution to be quiet. Given that I was standing in relatively thick trees and my general visibility was 50 yards at best, I opted to do something especially cautious. Before taking another step and setting forth on this new blood trail, which was loaded with new and better outcomes, I paused to take time to reflect on what I was doing and the discipline I needed to adhere to. The number one way to lose a wounded elk is to embark in tracking too soon and bump the bull from its bed while it's still alive. I've always said that when you shoot an animal, depending on the hit location, it may have X number of seconds, minutes, or hours to live. If it spends that time undisturbed wherever it's chosen to bed down, the odds of recovering that animal are at their best. If it spends that time fleeing, jump from its bed, or feeling like it's being pursued, the odds of recovery fall off drastically.
Okay, the place that you can get this podcast is go to skylines.podbean, as in green bean, .com. Again, skylines.podbean.com. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.